Baraboo's school superintendent is focusing on what comes next after being pushed on stage during a graduation ceremony. It's Thursday, June 13th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has appointed a committee to try and come up with ways to solve the state's attorney shortage. And the 2024 high school graduates started their journey in a pandemic. We'll hear from some of them on how COVID-19 changed their experience. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Baraboo's superintendent says that his school district will be focusing on safety after he was pushed during a graduation ceremony. Last week, the father of a student walked onto the stage during high school graduation. He pushed Superintendent Rainey Briggs before Briggs could shake the hand of the man's daughter. Briggs is black and the father is white. The incident has been shared widely on social media and covered in the national and international media, with many calling the father's actions racist. Briggs says he does not know what motivated the father and has never met the man. Briggs says he feels bad for the entire Baraboo community, including the man's daughter.
My heart goes out to her. My heart goes out to the other 240 or 50 students that graduated as well. And my heart goes out to all the families that were there, that were in town. And to have that disrupted and damaged is unfortunate.
Briggs has filed a restraining order against the man, who has not responded to requests for comment. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has appointed a committee to brainstorm solutions for the state's attorney shortage. As Joe Schultz reports, staffing has been especially challenging for rural areas.
The committee is made up of representatives from the State Bar of Wisconsin, deans at the state's two law schools, and attorneys and judges from around the state. Court officials say the number of active attorneys in Wisconsin has decreased by more than 4% over the last 4 years. Jason Rossell is a judge in Kenosha County. He says the attorney shortage has created delays in criminal trials.
Every day you don't have an attorney going forward on these cases, evidence is being lost, memories are fading, trial courts are going further and further behind.
State court officials say it's even worse in rural communities. They say 7 northern Wisconsin counties have no certified attorneys to take cases that state public defenders can't get. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
First Lady Jill Biden will visit with local seniors in Green Bay today as part of an outreach effort in battleground states for her husband's re-election campaign. The visit is part of a Biden-Harris campaign initiative to contrast President Joe Biden's agenda against that of former Republican President Donald Trump. The First Lady will also travel to Minnesota, California, Nevada, and Arizona all this week. The First Lady was in Green Bay in February as well to promote the Biden administration's education policies. Her visit this week comes roughly a week after Donald Trump Jr. attended a rally for a Green Bay area congressional candidate who's endorsed by his father. Donald Trump and Joe Biden also both held campaign events in Wisconsin last month. Earlier this spring, people living in cars and campers at park and rides in Milwaukee County received notices from the State Department of Transportation that their vehicles could be towed starting in May. As Evan Casey reports, that is now beginning to happen.
People without housing have been living in trailers, RVs, and cars at 3 park and ride encampments around Milwaukee since last fall. That includes John Lapatino and his girlfriends. They're living in an RV, and he says he's seen a few cars and trailers towed away in recent days.
We're good. We're way better than a lot of other people out here. A lot of people are in their cars.
Eric Collins-Dyke is the Assistant Administrator of Supportive Housing from Milwaukee County. He says they've helped around 55 people living in the encampments into housing and are ramping up those efforts.
Outreach teams are out there every day, including ours. It's a core focus of ours to try to get those individuals inside.
A statement from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation said they're working to remove abandoned vehicles and property at the park and rides. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we'll hear from some 2024 high school graduates about how COVID-19 changed their high school experience. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, high school seniors are walking across the stage and getting their diplomas. But the graduating class of 2024 is unique. They entered their freshman year at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. That means most of them transitioned from middle to high school in a virtual world. WPR's Corinne Hess and Jenny Peek spoke with some of them to understand how the pandemic shaped their high school experience. And here's what they told us.
My name is Maria Angelisa Costa-Mas, and I'm a senior at Madison East High School.
I'm Olivia Campbell. I'm 18 years old, and I live in Whitefish Bay.
My name is Aiden Mueller, and I'm a senior at Vail Phillips Memorial High School.
My name is Emily Gonzalez Rivera. I'm 18, and I live in West Dallas, Wisconsin. I was in eighth grade when it first spread, and it was just kind of a very different experience, I would say. I never would have thought that a pandemic would have affected my education, but here we are.
Especially in the first 1.5 to 2 years of high school, it was a bit of a struggle to transition from being completely virtual in high school and having no idea what in-person high school was like to suddenly being in-person high school and having to essentially relearn everything.
Thankfully, all the teachers that I had back then helped me to get back in track, like, yo, like, this is high school, like, here's the things that you need to focus on.
Honestly, it was kind of a whirlwind. Everything was just thrown at me, like online school, having to worry about turning in assignments that aren't on paper anymore, and then having to join meetings.
It was a lot harder to make friends in the beginning because of hybrid scheduling and having to be social distance.
Not even be able to see their faces because most of the people hid their faces or just didn't turn their camera on. It was a little weird, but once sophomore year hit, that's when people were coming back into school in person.
My ability to socialize was extremely impacted because I had no chance to really socialize with anybody outside of my family, whom I lived with, and friends online.
So in middle school, I used to be a very social person. So obviously during COVID, I didn't talk to nobody and I lost all those skills. And coming back, it was like awkward. Like, what do I even talk about anymore?
So I think it posed an extra challenge going into a new school where I didn't know as many people and trying to meet new people.
I didn't have experiences like meeting new people very much, which was, I think, detrimental in later years when I needed to expand my social horizons and I had no idea how.
I played a sport at the beginning of high school and that really helped me find new friends because those still continued even throughout COVID.
I've definitely improved vastly since sophomore year, and yeah, just took a lot of practice and patience with myself, I think.
It was all just kind of a very different experience that I was very afraid of, but then once I got into the hang of it and I was able to just understand what was going on, that's when I was like, okay, like, I think I got this.
It definitely taught me how to be more outgoing and to be able to try and connect with people even when there is a distance barrier or when we all have masks on.
Going back to like just staying home and being stuck at home made me realize how grateful I am to be out there in the world and to take advantage of all those opportunities that are out there.
Being shut in and having to do everything online, I think that's definitely shaped both my experience and just the general experience of this generation. You know, everything's a lot more internet focused. It's kind of weaning off that a little bit, but still it's, you know, it has forever changed how we learn and how we communicate.
Thank you.
That was Marie Angelis Acosta-Moss, Olivia Campbell, Aiden Mueller, and Emily Gonzalez-Riviera. They talked to WPR's Corrine Hess and Jenny Peek about how the COVID-19 pandemic shaped their high school experiences. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks so much for being here for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we'll be back in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning. So until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.